Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Marketing Cloudcast. It's a podcast by Salesforce where we talk with authors, thought leaders, and industry experts about trends and tactics that really help us to all be better marketers. Now, for the past 8 weeks, we've been focused on bringing in guests who help us create marketing moments. You know, the kind of experiences that surprise and delight you, and in turn, hopefully, you'll become a lifelong customer. Today, we'll be wrapping up this series by recapping what we've learned and what to expect next. So, with me, I have my co-host, Tina Razul, and our producers, Connor Wegman, Sachin Shanolikar, and Bree Dunscombe. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
I love the energy.
I know. It's so great to have the whole crew on the show today. Now, before we get started, we wouldn't be marketers, really, Megan, right, if we didn't have one, our wonderful jingle.
Hey, Moment Maker, let's get real in real time.
We want to always continue making these series better and better, and it wouldn't be possible if we didn't hear from all of you wonderful listeners all around the world. So we have a wonderful survey that we'd like to share with you, and we want to hear from you and what you think. But don't worry, this is a very short survey. It's only 2 questions, and it'll just help us understand how we can continue making these episodes better and what you guys want to learn more about.
And creating the moments. Oh, come on, guys. Let's say it together.
The
moments that matter to you. So take the survey at sfdc.co/cloudcastsurvey. Really easy to remember there. It's also going to be in our description of the episode. So back at it. Let's kick things off. I think it'll be kind of fun if we just go around and we share something that we've learned from this Moment Maker series. So, Tina, let's start with you. What stood out?
Well, the fact that we got through the series so quickly is still mind-blowing to me, but the episode that definitely stands out is the first one where I spent some time interviewing Antonio when we talked about the new world of marketing. And going through this series just as marketers really puts into perspective how marketers were under pressure. And there are so many relevant channels and moments to consider. And when you actually take a step back, you realize that all of these incredible, powerful moments, they don't happen by accident. There are these amazing human beings behind the scenes that really take into consideration all the really great data and insights that are navigating all of these different channels to help piece together the unknown to the known. And I feel very lucky to be able to be part of the marketing magic that really are the inner workings behind what we experience when we engage with a brand or an organization. And so it was just really cool to be able to break down what it entails for the moments in every episode.
Yeah. And I would say one more thing on the first episode of the series alongside was Angelina Jaspers. And what I loved about what she said was about the agile framework and really being flexible. And I think before this, I probably would have thought of agile as like a developer thing or more of the product side, not really a marketing role. But when she described it, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense to incorporate here too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let's move on to Connor. So Connor, could you share with us what you've learned from the Moment Maker series?
So as you know, working on the data strategy team, I am a data nerd. So I loved the episodes about data. And I think a lot of organizations struggle with two things, which is data activation and security. There's so much data out there that is at a marketer's fingertips, but without collaboration between the marketing teams and the data teams, which is something that I've seen a lot of that opportunity is missed. So our guests in those two episodes mentioned great ways to pivot to data-driven strategies, but I really like Shane Smythe's take on preference centers. They're a fantastic way to drive customer experience with information right from the source. You're getting firsthand customer data from the customer.
Yeah, it's like the power of first-party data isn't dead, for sure. And I like also that he mentioned when he would refer to a profile center or a preference center, he would call it an experience center. Mm-hmm. I loved it. So next we have Sachin. So Sachin, anything that stood out to you for the Moment Maker series?
Connor mentioned data, and a lot of companies now have data and access to good technologies. But where marketers can really fill the gap is with identity and content. And that's what Jose Cebrian of Merkle talked about in episode 4. Jose really hammered home the point that even with technology, marketers need to be creative and imaginative to provide the right message in the right medium at the right time. We know that personalization is more than just a brand addressing you by your name in a mass email. It's really about anticipating the needs of the customer and providing content and offers that help them. This results in greater customer experience and higher customer value and leads to trusting long-term relationships. It's really up to brands to get this right as soon as they can.
Okay, and last, but certainly not least, we have Bree. So Bree, you're new to the podcast. So do you want to first share a little bit about yourself? We brought on Bree more recently here to help us out, and we are so thrilled to have you on.
Yes, thank you so much. So I joined the Salesforce Ohana back in May. So I work with Sachin on content strategy and execution within the marketing team. It's been really exciting to be in this role. The majority of my career has been spent in corporate communications. So it's been great to get reacclimated with marketing strategy and just diving into this world. And so I think that's why when I think about episodes that stand out, I flock to that last episode where we talked to several guests about the skills that marketers need to stand out. And so I recall Tarmis Barta talking about how marketers need to understand the true value that we bring to a business. And I think that's really important, especially if you want to be an influencer at your company. And who doesn't want that, right? We all want that. But he makes a great point that we're not just building campaigns. We're not just running technology. We are finding new customers that help our companies grow. So if we want that seat at the table, if we want to influence strategy at the highest level, we need to always be connecting our work and our value back to helping the company grow.
He also mentioned personalization in a different way that I had heard before. He said that, you know, a lot of people think I need to make this amazing experience and I need to put all of my, you know, energy into an experience, but it's really to your point about finding the truth for your company. And so he mentioned an example of like a cheap airlines. They are going to win your business because they're a cheap airline, not because they're giving you the all-star experience. It may be a little plastic tiny seat and you have like half of a purse that you can fit under your chair, but people will still buy it because of that factor of they just want to get from point A to point B, you know? So there's something to think about having that truth of what will bring value to your company and to your customers. So thank you everyone for sharing your lessons learned. It's always fun to go back and recap on what we've been working on these last 8 weeks here. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you. Thank you so much. Sure was fun, but we don't stop here, of course. We've actually been working on our next series, and our next series will drop here in the next few weeks. So Sachin, do you want to kind of come back on and tell us a little bit more about this series?
We'll be demystifying ABM. I think we may need some kind of futuristic sound effect for demystifying ABM. So ABM stands for account-based marketing, and it's a B2B strategy to identify and build personalized connections with multiple people on an account that your business is pursuing. ABM is designed to help businesses navigate the more complex deals that they're working with today. The goal is to have more thoughtful conversations with the accounts that they want to focus on, have a full view of all the people involved in the decision-making process, and then provide the right value to every person. So in short, it's a way for marketing, sales, and service teams to use technology to collaborate and then build trusting relationships with buyers that guide them from being prospects to customers and then eventually being champions for their companies. Our State of Marketing report found that almost 90% of B2B marketers have an ABM program right now, but most of those started in the past 5 years. So all of this is still new, and things are being done with trial and error, figuring out what works, what doesn't. So I am really excited about hearing from experts who are really leading the way with ABM strategies, hearing what's worked for them, what hasn't, and having them guide our listeners on how to proceed with their own strategies in the future.
So another thing that we found similar in Moment Maker series, and Connor, you would like this because you're a data guy. Data is also a key component of ABM. So we actually brought on Karen Holmgren again for this series because it is so important. And she shared some advice about how this is a foundational element when it comes to ABM. So Connor, with that, is there anything else that we can look forward to in this next series?
Yeah, as Sachin said, we are going to be diving into the dynamics across marketing, sales, and service. All three of them are important with ABM. And what we found is that although marketing is in the title of account-based marketing, it is definitely not limited to just marketing. We'll be talking about the future of B2B and B2B marketing.
Awesome. I'm excited for this. And like I mentioned, this is new territory for all of us. We're aiming to launch this series October 1st. So mark your calendars, get excited, or better yet, just subscribe to get it the moment it's released. So stay tuned, and we look forward to helping you demystify yet another marketing acronym.
Now, as marketers, we know that feedback is key. So as I mentioned earlier on, we'd love to hear from each and every one of you, no matter where you're tuning in around the world. Make sure you rate and review us. Again, you can take our very short two-question survey at sfdc.co/cloudcast survey. Again, that's sfdc.co/cloudcast survey. We'll throw the link just below into the description of this episode for you as well. Thanks again to Think Ahead Studios for editing this episode, audible.com for the music, and of course, the wonderful Press Maxon for the jingle, and to our incredible Marketing Cloudcast crew for joining us today on this recap episode, sharing their insights and what they've learned from our last series.
And we also need to thank our listeners. We wouldn't be here without them. So thank you for tuning in. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you all in the next series.
Bye.
Bye.